He that dwelleth in the secret place of
God
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. We thank God for you, you, and you. We are truly blessed this morning. We are truly blessed because we are in the land of the living. Look at God. Isn't God a good God? Yes, he is. And we thank God for Jesus. We are going to our scripture this morning, Psalm 91, then to Psalm 35, and then Psalm 37. And then we're going to move on from that. God is in charge. We thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977. Praying Woman of God, licensed in Maryland and Pennsylvania, the award-winning Shanita Kelly of Sampson Realtors. We thank God for you. If you're planning on purchasing a first home or selling the home that you're now in, give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. 443-854-0977. Shanita Kelly, a powerful prayer warrior. She wants your home to be a blessing and not a burden. She wants that sale to be a blessing and not a burden. So we thank God for her two books she had written to help you, to encourage you, to motivate you, and share information that you need to know, questions you may have. Shanita Kelly is at 443-854-0977, truly a woman of God, a praying, powerful woman of God. We thank God for you, Shanita Kelly. God is truly good. We also thank God for Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles. Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles. He's there to help you out with blessing you with free fruits and vegetables. But you have to give him a call in advance, and the free fruits and vegetables and bread are available on Thursdays. Give him a call at 443-854-0977. You know what? That's Shanita Kelly's number. So God has evidently got a blessing in store for her. 443-854-0977. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for blessing this dynamic, powerful woman of God. Houses she has purchased are on sale. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. We thank God also for Rael Kelly, Diamond. We thank God for you. We thank God for Elijah Kelly and those that are working faithfully with her team. God is good all the time. Dr. David Gaines can be reached at 443-449-3631. Truly a man of God. There for you, you, and you. Ebony Styles, Dr. David Gaines is our master electrician. Dr. David Gaines can be reached at 443-449-3631. What a blessing. Dr. David Gaines also has a barber on the premises. He's our master electrician, and we thank God for him. But you have to give him a call. He's operating according to the CDC guidelines, 443-449-3631. Master electrician. Thank God for you, Dr. David Gaines. Pray, amen. Amen. Thank God for Reg, his barber on the premises. But you have to call for an appointment at 443-449-3631. Let them know what you heard here at the Power Hour of Prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. Thank God for the family tree, Raising Families Up, available to you to support you and your loved ones in time of need, or you want to get some skills to brush up on your parenting skills. The family tree is there for you. 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. And yes, Baltimore is blessed, doing great and mighty things. Amen. And we thank God. We thank God because the city of Baltimore is a praying city. Amen. A praying, powerful city. That's why we're going through what we're going through, because we have powerful prayer warriors, intercessory prayer warriors, interceding. So we thank God for the family tree there to help you. If you're court ordered, it's a free service for you, the family tree. Give them a call at 410-889-2300 for their Parents Plus program, free respite care for your child or children ages 4 to 12. Don't leave your children home alone. You can give the Family Tree a call, 410-889-2300. Let them know you'd like to take advantage of their free respite service. You have to complete an application, and again, your child will be in the presence of professional individuals, patient individuals. They're there to assist you if you need that time off, a break, an event of an emergency. If you want to go get your hair done, ladies, or men, you want to go to Ebony Styles, or if you want to go to the barber. If you have a doctor's appointment, a job interview, give the Family Tree a call. Let them know you want to enroll in the Parents Plus program. You never know when you may have an emergency. And this program, again, is free and is for children ages 4 to 12. Again, that number is 410-889-2300. Share it with someone else. You may not have the funds to pay somebody. Give them a call at 410-889-2300. And they're located at 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God for you, you and you, all of our sponsors. We thank God for you being a blessing to this broadcast, the power, prayer. God is doing great and mighty things in our lives. And we know and believe in the power of prayer. And as Mahalia Jackson said, I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Hallelujah. You want the answer? Learn how to pray. Learn how to hear and listen to the voice of God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. My God, my God. Tell someone to tune into the Power Hour prayer. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. All our 144 million over there now listeners in all different states. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. Amen. And we're going to be obedient to the word of God. Pray without ceasing. That's the word of God. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for our faithful intercessory prayer warriors, our chief intercessory prayer warriors. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the arrow by night, nor for thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000, watch out, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Thank you, Jesus. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because he has set the Lord, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Isn't God good? No COVID coming your way. Thank you, Jesus. No plague. My God, thank you, Jesus. No plague. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, that stash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Under your feet. Uh-huh. Keep the enemy under your feet. You don't want Satan behind you. Keep the enemy under your feet. Because he has set his love upon me. Thank you for your agape love, unconditional love. Because he has set his love, hallelujah, upon me. Therefore, will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Yes. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Long life. And my blessed sisters and brothers, I believe this could be long, healthy life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation is free, my sisters and my brothers. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Cry out to him this morning. If you're going through a situation, cry out to the Almighty Living God. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. If you're on your way to court, you're on your way to see the judge, an attorney, you're on your way in the midst of a trial or tribulation, invite the Holy Spirit in. Ask him to plead your cause. He's your attorney. He's your judge. He's your way maker. He can change that situation, but you got to invite him in. You don't know what to do, but the Holy Spirit knows exactly what to do. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that fight against me. Fight against them that fight against me. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Hallelujah. Let him plead your cause. Ah. He knows the exact words to say. Thank you, Jesus. And he don't need a degree. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that fight with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Let God do it. And he'll do it right. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. I heard someone say, help me somebody. You better call on Jesus. You don't want anybody helping you. Call on Jesus. Then he will send you the help that you need, the right help. Amen. He will send you a man or woman of God that you know that hear from God. Thank you, Jesus, that's living according to the will of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He'll send you an angel. Be careful how you entertain strangers. Angel in disguise. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw also the spear and stop away against them that persecute me, saying to my soul, I am thy salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. And while you're trusting, do good. Men and women of God, trust in the Lord. You said, I'll trust him. Do you really believe that he will help you? You really believe that he's there for you? Do you believe he's going to make a way out of no way? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed spiritually and physically. Thank you, Jesus. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And I pray that your desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. He will give you the desires of your heart. Be very specific with your prayers. My God, my God, my God. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Your heart. Sometimes our hearts can be deceitful. And you don't want the desire of somebody else's heart for you. Uh-huh. They may be desiring the wrong thing for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Commit your way unto the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord first. Commit your way unto the Lord. My sisters and my brothers, this is the word of God. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. Won't he do it? You can. He shall bring it to pass. And he's an on-time God. He may not come when you think he should come, but he's an on-time God. I want you to hear me this morning. You may want it now. And he said, no, you're not ready. Wait. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Don't hurry, God. But first you need to commit thy way unto the Lord. And if you commit your way on the Lord, then you can what? Trust also in him. God, I'm going to wait on you. I know that you're hearing in prayers. No. Wait. Not yet. Yes. Yes, he's heard your prayer. Wait on the Lord. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Rest, my sisters and my brothers. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Try it. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. I know individuals that know the Bible in and out, every scripture, every verse, every name, every season, every chapter, don't know how to rest in the Lord. Isn't that sad? They know the Bible in and out, can tell you every chapter, every individual, but they don't know how to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. The word of God tells us to be anxious for nothing. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself with any wise to do evil, men and women of God. Fret not thyself with any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that are what? Waiting on the Lord. They shall inherit the earth. Inherit the earth. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. Men and women of God, the word says, for evil doers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Watch God. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Let God do it. Let God do it. He sees all, and he knows all. But the meek, and I always say, being meek is not a weakness. But the meek, watch out, shall inherit the earth. Continue to be meek. Receive your inheritance right now. The word of God says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Men and women of God, in spite of all that's going on, God will bless you with an abundance of peace. Those of you that are meek, peacemakers, God is blessing you right now with an abundance of peace. And the world can't understand why you're not getting upset. The world can't understand why you're not acting crazy. The world can't understand why you're not depressed. The world can't understand why you're not anxious. The world can't understand why you're not screaming and yelling at someone. The world can't understand that. The Word of God says in verse 11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the abundance of peace. Peace. Thank you, Jesus. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Mm-hmm. The Lord see that his day is coming. Don't you worry about that. Don't give them a piece of your mind. They're all confused and all don't know which way to go because you've given everybody a piece of your mind. You done told somebody off. Stop giving people a piece of your mind. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Let God do it. Get out of the way. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Let your conversation be upright. God hears all. He only not only see all, but he hear all. Hear your conversation, your gossiping. That's a sin too. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Things don't make you happy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. It's nice to have nice things. God wants us to be blessed, but not worship those things. Your money, your education, your home, your car, your children, your husband, your wife, your job, your plane, your jet. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. God is upholding you. Thank you, Jesus. He's upholding you, my sisters and my brothers. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Verse 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and watch out. Their inheritance shall be forever. And forever means what? Forever. Inherit. The word inherit is in Psalm 37 twice. Inheritance is there in verse 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. It's going to last. It's going to last, my sisters and my brothers. What God has in store for you will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. We thank God for you. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies my footstool. He's going to do it, not you. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. In the midst of thine enemies. He will prepare a table. He's going to prepare that table. And let your enemies see it being done. He want to show your enemies the power of the Almighty Living God. He want to show your enemies how he wants to bless you. And the presence of your enemies blessing you. Don't hurry, God. Wait on the Lord. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion and rule thou in the midst of thy enemies when they're right there. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power and the beauties of the holiness from the womb. And of the morning thou hast the dew of thine youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest for after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. This is the word of God. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Watch God, my sisters and my brothers. Won't he do it? Can't he do it? Own way? And I believe that he's telling us this morning, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Don't hurry God. Sit back and rest in the Lord. And while you're resting, do good. The song says, if I can help somebody, if I can help somebody, then my living would not be in vain. And as I told several of you, there was a young man this past week sitting outside in the heat. I was concerned as to whether or not if I should go in his direction. I was concerned as to if I should speak to him. The Holy Spirit said, it's okay. I asked him if he needed, first of all, if he was okay. He said he wasn't. He had a terrible headache. I saw a cup on the side, asked him if he would like to have some more water. He said, yes, I would appreciate that. I went inside the building, got the okay from the receptionist inside the building where I was going to teach that day. And she said, yes, I saw him there. And she was concerned about him also. We suggested that he get out of the heat. But he said he was okay. He felt better in the heat of water and ice and gave it to him. But you know, I prayed over that cup of water as I was taking it to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I prayed over that cup of water and asked God for healing and salvation for that young man. God has given us opportunities to bless people. God gives us divine wisdom and divine intelligence. Put you in danger. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He will not put you in danger, my sisters and my brothers. Thank God I was there to assist that young man. He said he was calling in sick on his job. I prayed that God would heal him. But I believe that I answered his need at that time. Thank you, Jesus. And I allow God to do the rest. People need the Lord. People need to see someone showing that agape love, unconditional love. It's the little things we do in ministry. Outreach. Reaching out. The word of God tells us, go ye. If I can help somebody, my sisters and my brothers, if you can help somebody, then your living would not be in vain. That could have been me lying there on those steps. It could have been you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for wisdom. Divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine intelligence that we serve, an intelligent God. I felt so much better that I didn't leave him there and not say something. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bless someone this morning. If I could help somebody, then my living would not be in vain. My sisters and my brothers, we are walking epistles. We are those that others will see in the world. They're watching you. They may not know you, but God knows you. Uh-huh. You say you're born again, you're saved. You want to do the will of God. Do the will of God. You ain't got to get in a pulpit in the church to do the will of God. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. We want to wait until Sunday morning and shout it out. We don't wait until Sunday morning and sing in front of an audience. We want to wait until Sunday morning and march down the aisle and pay our tithes. If I could help somebody, then my living would not be in vain. Bless someone this morning with this word, with this message from the Lord. Yes, we believe in the power of prayer. We know that prayer can change that situation, that person, and you. Father God, we pray right now you touch someone's heart. That heart has been deceitful and hardened for years because of what others have done to them, what others have said about them, what others have thought about them. Touch someone right now under the sound of my voice. Touch that deceitful heart. Touch that hardened heart. We know, Father God, that you're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Fix that heart right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they need Jesus. This is the hour of salvation. Touch the individual right now. Under the sound of my voice, they know exactly who they are. It's not about your way. It's about God's way. It's about God's way. Thank you, Jesus. Touch that heart right now. That mind. Regulate that mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this right now. This is the hour of salvation. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Repent of your sins. Turn away from your wicked way of living. He hears you. Repent of your sins, past, present, and future. Repent of your sins on this day, this hour. He is a forgiving God. Yes, he loves you, but he hates sin. He is a forgiving God. He will forgive you. Yes, he will. Mother may not forgive you. Father may not forgive you. Sister may not forgive you. Brother may not forgive you. The courts may not forgive you. Your friends may not forgive you. But God will. God will. Accept him this day. Receive him in your heart of your sins. Turn away from that wicked way of living. There's someone listening this morning that think they know everything. Nobody can't tell you anything but God. But God, he wants you to hear his voice this morning. He wants you to be obedient to the word of God. The word of God says, blessed is the meek. They shall be called the children of God. They shall inherit the earth, the meek. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, my people, those of you that says you're born again, those of you that accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He said, if my people who are called by my name, Christians, will turn from their wicked ways, seek his face, cry out to him, then he will hear from heaven and heal the land. My people, Christians, born again, saved. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for hearing that cry right now. Now is the hour of salvation. Receive him today. If you're not sure about it, repent. Accept Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life. Accept him right now. Father God, I receive you. I repent of my sins. I believe that you heard my prayer. I believe that you will forgive me of my sins. I'm tired of living that wicked way of living. I want to live a new life in Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. Lift up your hands and praise God. Receive him today. You got to be sure, very sure. You have got to be sure. You can't live on your mother's prayers, your father's prayers, your pastor's prayers. You have got to be sure. Because he said in his word, he will forgive you. He said in his word, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. If I could help somebody, then my living would not be in vain. Prayer of decree. We're going to continue that teaching on today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Knowing about the simplicity and power of affirmation, scriptures, the Word of God, gives you a sense of spiritual and emotional security that nothing else does, because once you know how to use prayers of decree and prayers of scriptures, praying the scriptures, you will never again feel alone or defenseless. God don't want you, my sisters and brothers, feeling alone or defenseless. He wants you to walk in that authority, speak in that authority that he's given you. He said he'll give you greater works. You're going to do greater works. That's the word of God. So why are you acting and feeling alone and defenseless? You will be armed with spiritual ammunition with which to meet life challenges and come out the winner. You are not a loser. You're not the tail. You're the head. You're a man or woman of God. Though many of you have been reared in church-going families, a lot of you never really knew how to pray until you learned about the prayer of the scriptures or prayers of decrees. Some of you, suddenly, is as though that you've had discovered the greatest treasure on earth. Yes, you have. Because at last, you had something to hold on to. We know you got King Jesus. We know you have something to hold on to steer you through life's good times and bad times. Praying the scriptures, prayer of decree, gives you something to hold on to. God's word. For several decades and now, a lot of you have been using prayers of decree, affirmative prayers, for yourself and others. A lot of you have found that you can literally blast your way out of limitations. And we talked about that on yesterday. If you will but speak the word of truth and decree your good regardless of appearance, it's not what it looks like. The enemy tries to make it worse than what it actually is. Your sickness. And don't claim diabetes. Don't claim arthritis. Don't claim breast cancer. Don't claim prostate cancer. Don't claim liver cancer. Don't claim kidney disease. Don't claim migraine headaches. I've heard people say, my cancer, my diabetes. Stop claiming that. So the doctor said, uh-huh. Give it back to the doctor. The doctor said, I got this. Well, the doctor said, I got that. Stop claiming it. Stop calling it yours. Prayers of decree can be your spiritual dynamite. Blast yourself out of that situation with, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. By his stripes I am healed. God, you said, trust you and obey. God, you said, rest in the Lord and wait on the Lord. God, you said, God, you said, that you are my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Talk to him. He want to hear from you this morning. God, you said that you are my shepherd and I shall not want. Talk to him, my sisters and brothers. The scriptures are your spiritual dynamite to remove troublesome barriers to your good in all areas of your life, not just some. Use your spiritual dynamite. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Often after several people have been in different situations in ministry, their main commitment about lectures, and some people have said, why he or she's nothing but a bungle of scriptures or the word of God. If the belief you had previously given evil were consistently turned to the brief and good for even 1 hour, it would be sufficient to revolutionize your life. You want a revolution? The scriptures, the word of God, prayer. You can begin to revolutionize your life through praying the scriptures, the word of God, reciting the scriptures. You want a revolution? From God. It will help you to dwell upon the good in life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's the word. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. The word of God. Get it in your spirit, your mind, and your soul. And stop speaking negative. Stop saying those negative things about yourself. And stop wishing that you were like someone else. Be Christ-like. Thank you, Jesus. Be you. When God created you, he broke that mold. None of us are alike. And stop wanting to be like someone else. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pray in the scriptures, which help you to dwell upon the good in life and the good in you and the good in others. Your words, my sisters and my brothers, watch your words. Your words can dissolve obstacles and remove barriers. Your words. The scriptures seem to be a form of prayer that sets you in motion. The whole power of God. The word of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Yes, with God, all things are possible to those who believe. The word affirm means to make firm. And prayers of affirmation help you to make firm the good in life. The prayer of affirmation is so simple that it takes away the feeling of mystery and complexity generally associated with prayer. Its simplicity dissolves the usual psychological blocks about prayer being difficult. Praying is not difficult. And you can pray at all times, no matter where you are, who you're around. You can pray at all times. The prayer of affirmation has been described as scientific prayer or spiritual treatment in modern times. I want the spiritual treatment from the Lord. I don't know about you. I'm going to pray those scriptures. You want a treatment? Get together with a group of friends and pray the scriptures. spiritual treatment. Just sit around in a circle and just pray those scriptures. And you watch God move on your behalf. Spiritual. Get your treatment today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible is filled with affirmative prayers, which were known them as degrees. Decrees. Job described the simplicity and power of the word of God when he promised, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon thy ways." Job 22 and 28. Perfect example. Job, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon thy ways." Jesus used the power of decree often to heal and prosper his followers. The Lord's Prayer, in the same translations as the Fenton, is a series of affirmations. The Psalms loved affirmative prayers and filled his songs with them. A good example is Beloved, the 23rd Psalm. The creation story of Genesis emphasized the creative power of decree over and over again with the phrase, "God said, let there be, and there's be." There was. Owning to the vibration power of words. Whenever you decree that you release within yourself and your world, the word utter, the word outer have the same root meaning. What you utter literally becomes an outer part of your world. What you utter becomes a part of your outer world. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, with you this morning, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland. I want to hear from you. Thank you for sending your prayer requests. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. Yes, we are calling out your names around the clock. Request your prayer, Rob. God is good. God is waiting on you. Invite him in. He is a gentleman. Pray the prayers of decree. Pray the prayers of decree. "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Job 22 and 28. God bless you. Tune in again Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 7, for the Power Hour of Prayer with Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. God bless you real good. Fresh anointing, all upon me. I yield to the Almighty Living God, not to man, but to Almighty Living God. Bless us, be with us, guide us, lead us, and direct us. Bless me, your humble servant. Heal me, your humble servant. Grant me the desires of thy heart. Your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. I believe in the power of prayer. I know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation.